A new exhibit showcases Indigenous photographers' unique perspectives and work. I'm Susan Shannon with you for KGOU's Indian Times. Our People, Our Land, Our Images is the new exhibit at the Fred Jones Jr. Museum of Art. Heather Ottone, the James T. Bialik Assistant Curator for Native American and Non-Western Arts, explains the scope and reach of this exhibit.
Our People, Our Land, Our Images is an exhibition of Indigenous photography from across the world. It includes Native American photographers as well as Maori from New Zealand, Iranian and Palestinian photographers, and it's their visual take on what it is to be Indigenous and from a particular place.
I was surprised by the photography of Jenny Ross Cobb. You know, she's from the turn of the century, so she is like the first Native American female photographer.
Well, as you can imagine, Native Americans are very quick to incorporate new media into their traditions, and Jenny Ross Cobb, in the early period of the 1900s, was already taking photographs of the Cherokee experience at the female seminary in Tahlequah, which is now Northeastern State University. Her pictures are, to a certain extent, genre-like. They're just images of her and her friends, the women, the experiences that they were having. And these are actually borrowed from the Oklahoma Historical Society for this exhibition. But what they show us is that beginning of using photography as a medium to document that Indigenous experience.
Yeah, I think that's what sets the show apart, is that these people, as I read somewhere, they're shooting from the inside, that they're in their communities. And so that gives a different perspective.
I think that's an important aspect of this exhibition. Native America has largely and broadly been photographed as an other and as a subject for photography. Of course, everyone's familiar with Edward Curtis, and there are other numerous photographers whose careers were built on documenting Native Americans. It's not to say that Native Americans haven't been photographing themselves. Of course, we know about Jenny Ross Cobb in relationship to this exhibition. Horace Pulaw's work, which has recently been organized through the Smithsonian for exhibition, another Oklahoman, I might just add. But it's also so Native American photographers have been documenting their own experiences. These artists in Our People, Our Land, Our Images are really thinking about these things critically through their images, not only the documentation of people that's represented, but also the documentation of that effect of stereotypes, some of these inherited from those outside-looking-in photographers, and also thinking about sort of the ideas that are held as values within Native American and Indigenous cultures. And so some of the images feel almost ceremonial in the way that they are, for instance, the Maori, who are closely connected to the water. Some of the images are actually underwater images, things moving through the water, moving through space. Several of the photographers use double exposure in order to create that sort of metaphorical relationship between things that could not possibly be photographed in conjunction in a single exposure. And these artists are very thoughtful, very inspiring, and I think that they give us a perspective on the Indigenous experience that can be expressed to people without it necessarily feeling like an antagonistic attack on images that have been done before, but also thinking about how we want to be imagined from our own perspective.
So do you think that there is probably more respect in these images?
I think the respect is inherent. I think that feeling of relationship to place is something that grounds Native American communities. That's not something that's only an Indigenous experience, and I think that's one of the things people may be surprised about when they come to see this exhibition, is that not all of this is a response to an outside-looking-in image. Many of these, in fact, I think most of them, are intimate portraits. They're intimate images of our own experiences, our own thoughts, our own valued family experiences, our place experiences. And I think that that's going to be something that, whether you come from an Indigenous community or not, those are things that are values that everyone shares. And I think that's what this photography exhibit is going to provide to our audience.
That was Heather Ottone speaking on the photography exhibition, Our People, Our Land, Our Images, that opened Friday at the Fred Jones Jr. Museum in Norman. It will be on display until May 25th. Here are a few upcoming Native events. On Thursday, April 17th, the Jacobson House in Norman will be showing the film Language Healers from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It tells the story of Native people's efforts to revitalize their Native languages. This is free and open to the public. Next Saturday, April 19th, the Oklahoma History Center will host the Caddo Festival 2014. There will be a Caddo Language Symposium at 11 a.m. and Caddo Traditional Dances at 1:30 p.m., and everyone is welcome. I'm Susan Shannon for Indian Times. For more information on this broadcast, go to our website, kgou.org.